He's on the walk pad, in the fridge, he's on the couch, he's on the ladder, he's outside, inside, on the roof, floor, television, kitchen counter, he's crawling everywhere, and Garnet's got to keep her wits about her, her future vision's going wild. He's gone again, he's made a break, how will she explain, she managed to lose him, time goes by and then she finds him, but guess what, he's now refusing to eat his food, why are humans so confusing, she doesn't think she'll ever understand this child. Wait and see. Maybe it's better off that way, anyway. Then Amethyst feeds him ice cream, so Pearl yells at her, but she just rolls her eyes, and it sorts them out. But Steven's crying still, so she gives him her visor, and he chews it, and she laughs along, but she's still none the wiser. Well, is Rose in this creature so new? She hasn't cried once since it happened. Gotta keep the team together, put on a brave face, don't show weakness, though she needs to more than ever. And Pearl and Amethyst won't stop arguing, and she's at the end of her tether, but they've got to pull through. Why are things this way? Cries Ruby in frustration, but Sapphire says don't fret. All we can do is love him and be patient. We can't have all the answers yet. On the warp pad, in the fridge, she's in the rafters, on the ground, explorer, speed demon, she unfuses just to hold him down. They finally get him in his high chair, make sure they don't turn around. Now he's eating Sapphire's hair. They'll sit by firelight playing peekaboo until he laughs and cries, and Pearl will make a fuss, and Greg will offer hesitant advice. So it's a messy, broken family, but it's still kinda nice, this glowing love they share.